here with Brian Doobie, and you're the Lieutenant Governor of Vermont?
Yes, I am. Yep.
And is this the first Republican convention that you've ever attended?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty new to the whole thing of politics. I was on a school board for 6 years, and I've been a Lieutenant Governor for just about 18 months now. So this is my first convention.
Now, being Lieutenant Governor for 18 months, is that the first time that you've ever run for office?
Yes, it is. Well, I was a school board chair for 6 years in my hometown. I have four children in the public schools, and I decided to run for school board. My wife actually decided that we were going to run. And I like to say being a Lieutenant Governor in some ways is easier than being a school board chair. And people that serve on select boards or school boards know, like I know, that the passion of a mom concerning the education of her child or a father is there's a lot of energy there, and sometimes tax policy and permitting issues are less intense than I face as a Lieutenant Governor.
Now, do you believe that the convention has been a success up to this point?
Well, I know one thing. The city of New York and the state of New York have been great hosts for all the visitors from around the country and around the world, and we'll have to... I think it's been a success, but I really feel like we should wait until our president delivers his remarks, because I think it'll be really important to hear him lay out his vision for addressing the world that we now face and addressing global terrorism, economic anxiety, creation of jobs. I'm really looking forward to hearing some solutions for health care. That's a huge issue in my state. I'm sure it is in New York State and for our nation. So I'm hopeful to hear some solutions on prescription drugs and many other issues that confront our nation. So I'm looking forward to hearing from the president.
Now, what did you think of the vice president's speech last night?
Well, it's interesting. Between Senator Miller, there was an energy and a passion, and really contrasts a different style from the vice president, where it seemed like more of a making a case based on logic in front of a board of directors. And I suppose from the diversity of people, you know, that perhaps the vice president might have reached a certain type of person, and the senator from Miller maybe reached a different type of person. So it's more difficult to really listen to the words when you're on the floor. I do really look forward to, my wife has already downloaded the speeches. I really look forward to reading the speeches after I leave the convention, and to study more fully the speeches that I've really heard.
And what would you like to hear the president address in his acceptance speech tonight?
Well, I had the September 11th was really personal to me. I'm a captain for American Airlines in addition to being a lieutenant governor. And my friend was John Oganaski, the captain on Flight 11. And I met President Bush here in New York City on September 14th. When he came and thanked me and thousands of other rescue workers. My brother is currently in charge of Baghdad International Airport. He's a colonel, and he's serving in the Air Force. He has 1,200 soldiers and airmen. I'm really interested in hearing the president's plan for the future for our nation, working together closely with our allies to confront this challenge that we now face, global terrorism. I really want to hear his assessment of that.
That you have such a close connection to September 11th, were you comfortable with Rudy Giuliani's speech on Monday night, the opening night of the convention?
Well, I was comfortable. I have a lot of respect for former Mayor Giuliani. I just met with him this evening. I got a chance to have a conversation with him. I know some, you know, might have concerns about the connection to Iraq. He certainly made a connection to Afghanistan. We have Vermont soldiers that are currently in Afghanistan that are actually run an academy at the former site of the Taliban Academy, and now it's run by the Vermont Army National Guard that are training the Afghani soldiers in the conduct of military operations, the rule of law, their subservience to civilian authorities. So, you know, I know what I know is that the world has changed after September 11th. And I know we wouldn't have gone to Iraq had it not been for September 11th. And I think the former mayor made a very strong link between accommodating terrorists, and what you're really doing is almost encouraging them to do more terrorist acts. That's what I heard most from former Mayor Giuliani is that we have to have a zero tolerance approach to terrorism. That's what I heard.
Now, are you comfortable with your party's platform with the inclusion of a ban on, actually a constitutional amendment for the ban on gay marriage and the pro-life part of the platform?
Well, our party has a diverse of views. That is our party's platform. There's great diversity within our party. It certainly is diversity within the United States. The state of Vermont, we've been through this issue. And our compromise, or what we developed, was the civil unions legislation. In many ways, the events in Massachusetts are causing other states to consider how they will react to Massachusetts. And that's what's driving the gay marriage amendment. Even within the president and the vice president, there's a difference of opinion. It's not an issue that I have really studied the party platform. I am a Catholic Republican. I'm also consider myself pro-life and pro-woman. I've met with women who've had abortion, and it's my belief that abortion in some ways is not a choice, but it's a poor choice, and it's a choice of last resort made by some women that feel trapped into making that choice. And I know it's a very complex, very controversial issue, and you know, I look forward to working within the existing laws to try to make a positive, proactive difference and reduce the need for abortion.
During your time in New York City for the convention, have you run into any of the demonstrators or any of the protesters?
Oh, yeah. I've had some conversations with some. I've seen some and had some good conversations with some. I just met with a group in Times Square that were actually praying for the convention. And so there's all difference of opinion. And I think the protesters have been, from what I have seen, very, very respectful and very, very reasonable. Exercising their First Amendment rights, and God love them. And so are the people here gathered tonight in the convention.
Have you had a chance to go out on the town besides coming to the convention for four nights in a row?
I have been able to go out a little bit, but not much. I'm here with the delegation, and as I'm a pilot with American, I get to spend time in New York City. It's a beautiful city. I love being here. I love the state of Vermont, but I sure love coming to New York City. There's no place like it in the world. The people, the energy, the food, even the smells on the street. It's great to be here. It's great to be here now, and the last time I was here, I was for a length of time, was under much different circumstances. It's great to be here at this really festive occasion of the convention.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. It's great to be here. The connection to Iraq. He certainly made the connection to Afghanistan. We have Vermont soldiers that are currently in Afghanistan that are actually running an academy at the former site of the Taliban Academy, and now it's run by the Vermont Army National Guard that are training the Afghani soldiers in the conduct of military operations, the rule of law, their subservience to civilian authorities. So, you know, I know what I know is that the world has changed after September 11th. And I know we wouldn't have gone to Iraq had it not been for September 11th. And I think the mayor, former mayor, made a very strong link between accommodating terrorists, and what you're really doing is almost encouraging them to do more terrorist acts. That's what I heard most from former Mayor Giuliani is that we have to have a zero tolerance approach to terrorism. That's what I heard.
Now, are you comfortable with your party's platform with the inclusion of a ban on, actually a constitutional amendment for the ban on gay marriage and the pro-life part of the platform?
Well, our party has a diverse of views. That is our party's platform. There's great diversity within our party. It certainly is diversity within the United States. The state of Vermont, we've been through this issue. and our compromise, or what we developed, was the civil unions legislation. In many ways, the events in Massachusetts are causing other states to consider how they will react to Massachusetts, and that's what's driving the gay marriage amendment. Even within the president and the vice president, there's a different difference of opinion. It's not an issue that I have really studied the party platform. I am a Catholic Republican. I'm also consider myself pro-life and pro-woman. I've met with women who've had abortion, and it's my belief that abortion, in some ways, is not a choice, but it's a poor choice, and it's a choice of last resort made by some women that feel trapped into making that choice. And I know it's a very complex, very controversial issue, and you know, I look forward to working within the existing laws to try to make a positive, proactive difference and reduce the need for abortion.
During your time in New York City for the convention, have you run into any of the demonstrators or any of the protesters?
Oh, yeah. I've had some conversations with some. I've seen some and had some good conversations with some. I just met with a group in Times Square that were actually praying for the convention. And so there's all difference of opinion. And I think the protesters have been, from what I have seen, very, very respectful and very, very reasonable. Exercising their First Amendment rights, and God love them. And so are the people here gathered tonight in the convention.
Have you had a chance to go out on the town besides coming to the convention for four nights in a row?
I have been able to go out a little bit, but not much. I'm here with the delegation, and as I'm a pilot with American, I get to spend time in New York City. It's a beautiful city. I love being here. I love the state of Vermont, but I sure love coming to New York City. There's no place like it in the world. The people, the energy, the food, even the smells on the street. It's great to be here. It's great to be here now. And the last time I was here, I was for a length of time, was under much different circumstances. It's great to be here at this really festive occasion of the convention.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.